This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on January 13th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, NLS Sports Preempt Us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at theNumber1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. Since it is Monday, the time is right for Monday Night Trivia. And we have a straggler from last week's, I do believe. Or, oh, man, maybe we don't. I'm looking at this right now because I better get my notes from Carol. Yeah, I should have done this hours ago. I've been sitting here now. How long is it? Let's see. I guess it says that I don't have a straggler. Well, if you think I do, please let me know. Otherwise, we'll move on directly to a new question. In the United States, this happens over 12,000 times an hour, every hour, every day. What? 12,000 times an hour, every day in the United States. What? All right, so that's my question. We've got bumper stumpers. I worked hard on this theme. I liked this theme. I had some time yesterday, and so, yeah. They are hard. All 11 of them are just killer hard, but they're all interesting records, and they have something very much in common. All right, so that's the deal with that. Now, if you don't know my bumper stumpers, and John was saying, oh, do you think anybody will know any of them? I said, nope, I don't. So surprise me, and maybe you will. That'll be good. Otherwise, you know, you'll get to hear some stuff you've never heard before, and we can talk about it later. If you don't know my question, 12,000 times an hour, every day in the United States, what? Then pick your own category. Sky is always the ceiling on that. That's right. How high is up? And that means if you know something about it, we got a question for you, no matter what it is. And we tend to prove that every Monday night, too. So we'll start it off with Barry in New Hampshire. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh.
So back to the Beatles, are we?
Right, you missed. I lost twice.
Oh no! Well, then we have to ask you something very easy then. All right.
Oh, well.
You ready?
I'm ready.
What color represents the bad guys in Yellow Submarine?
Blue.
Absolutely right. By the way, I would never know any of this, but sure, I figured that would be easy for you, and it was. So you're back on your winning streak. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. So Barry got it, and. Yeah, never saw that. So, yeah, or Help or any of them, really. But nonetheless, Barry knows all about his Beatles. What is it you know about? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Tomorrow we'll have a lot to say about Sam Moore. Yeah, died in Coral Gables, a suburb of Miami. He was 89 years old, good for him, but still sad. No less. He was recovering from surgery, had some complications, and he was just terrific. Signed to Atlantic in 1965 along with his partner Dave Prater, i.e. Sam and Dave. 7 top 10 singles in 2 years, between 66 and 67. And obviously the big stuff was recorded at Stax, and a lot of it was written by David Porter and Isaac Hayes. So, yeah, rest in peace to Sam Moore. We'll have a lot more to say about him tomorrow night, but I did want to mention it nonetheless. So, yeah, a life well lived, truly. So, it was interesting. Sam and Dave broke up several times in their 21-year partnership, but and to tell you what, they didn't speak to each other for 13 years. And sadly, Dave died early. He died in a car crash in Ascilla, Georgia, which is where he was from. He was born in Ascilla. I knew that. The car crash was in Sycamore. All right. Nonetheless, April 9th, 1988, just 50 years old. And then Moore did solo stuff and toured with other soul artists, and then got through doing more Sam and Dave stuff. And there'll be more to say about that tomorrow night, I promise. But yes, in the United States, this happens 12,000 times an hour somewhere in the United States, every hour, every day. What? 888-876-5593. And as I say, if you don't know my questions, that's fine. Have your own category. And Billy Bob in Bourbonnais is going to prove it to us right now. How's it going, Billy Bob?
Hey, what do you know? What do you hear? What do you say?
You tell me.
Well, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, and my sister thanks you, and I thank you.
Well, very good. I thank you. Yes, that was Sam and Dave. All right, maybe we'll play that tomorrow. All right, so you want to do charts, do you?
That'd be great.
All right, and you have picked May of 1967?
You got it.
Any particular week in May?
It doesn't matter.
All right, let's pick the middle of May then of 1967. All right, here it is in front of me, the middle of May. Let's see how it was. All right, well, you'll be the judge of that. Number one, The Happening.
Happening. Oh, The Supremes?
Yes. Number two, Sweet Soul Music. Do you like good music? Sweet Soul Music.
Well, it was a black gentleman. But
yeah, that narrows it down.
Yeah. No, I'm blank on that one.
That was Arthur Conley.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Number three, Something Stupid.
Frank Sinatra's daughter there, Nancy.
With Frank, yes, but I'll give it to you. All right.
Nancy, okay.
Yeah, it was a do-it.
Oh, by the way, did I mention I'm the 12th-time caller?
Very good. That's good to know. I'm glad you're keeping track, because God knows I'm not. Number four, Groovin'.
Either the Rascals or the Young Rascals.
Good enough. Number eight, A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You. Ugh.
Oh, the Monkees.
Yes, I'm afraid you're right. All right. And after that, that was number five. Number six is Don't You Care.
The Buckinghams.
Yes, absolutely. Number seven, You've Got What It Takes. It's a remake, obviously.
Yeah, by the Dave Clark Five.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number eight, Close Your Eyes. Take a deep breath. Open your heart.
I don't know if I think even if you looked that up on me to listen to you, I wouldn't know what that one was.
All right, that's Peaches and Herb.
Oh,
number nine,
right.
I Got Rhythm.
Yeah. Oh.
On the BT Puppy
label. One of them
groups
like the Lettermen or something.
No, it's worse than that. On BT Puppy Records, it was The Happenings.
Okay.
Okay, so your win is depending upon this, because if you get this right, then that's 70%.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, here it is. You can do it. I Think We're Alone Now.
Oh, Tommy James and the Shondells.
And we have a winner. All right. Hang on.
Diggity dog.
Don't
Alrighty.
Go away. All right. So, indeed, that's the top 10. May 20th of 1967, to be exact, according to the Billboard charts. All right. So, we're going to do movie quotes, I see, with Lisa in Dundee. I'm 100% sure what's going on, because she's on two lines at once. That's not possible. So, I'll have John straighten that out. And meanwhile, I'll do this and come back to you. 888. 876-5593. 8888 ROLLYE. 888-876-5593. Yeah, so we've got a question to play. In the United States, this happens over 12,000 times an hour, every day, somewhere in America. What? All right, you're about to hear your first bumper stumper, and a fine song it is, coming up on WGN Radio.
Babe, my heart's not
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who are they? That's our first bumper stumper. And I'm not going to ask you what they have in common with things you haven't heard yet, but maybe it won't be any clearer once you do. But nonetheless, that's a fine record. Did well in the Northern Soul Circuit, too, and pretty big hit in Philadelphia among doo-wop and oldies lovers. But who are they? 888-876-5593. Lisa is in Dundee. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How you doing?
I can't complain. How about your bad self?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Right.
I want to thank you for playing Bird Dog. Loved it.
Oh, good.
Such a fun song.
Yes.
Yeah. And I have two guesses for your trivia question.
Yay. All right. Let me have them.
Okay. Is it honking your horn in a car?
No.
And then it wouldn't be road rage either?
No.
Okay.
But those are nice.
Those are my two guesses. Yeah.
Okay, so here's your quote, short and sweet.
Okay.
You ready?
All right. Yep.
I weep for the future.
I weep for the future.
Yes, and it's from 1986.
I weep for the future. Oh. I have no clue.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh. Believe it or not, that's one I haven't seen.
Really? 1986. Well, apparently a snooty waiter says it. I weep for the future. So now.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Now you'll have to see it and let me know what you think.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
it. All right.
Okay,
good deal.
Bye.
Yeah. So indeed. Yeah, there's a lot of quotes like that where, you know, you've said the phrase a zillion times, but you really don't know where it comes from. Well, I weep for the future came from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Now you know. 888-876-5593-888-ROLLYE. And sure, everybody knows something about something, be it the Beatles, be it, charts. I love doing charts. Or lyrics. Yeah, you pick any year, we'll get your lyrics. Whatever you want. Or, you know, in honor of Johnny D, a hominin. So whatever it is, we've got them. And, of course, we've got a theme on our bumper stumpers, but, yeah, you haven't heard anything yet. But, oh, man. All right. So 888-876-5593. Now, the deal about Monday Night Trivia is that it's the only night that I can't really prattle on very well without you, because it's not fair if I play trivia with myself because I see the answers. However, I'm always ready to play it with you, and that would mean your participation is... Well, I'm begging. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Today was clean off your desk day. I did not observe it, did you? It was also make your dreams come true day. Ooh, I never even thought about it. Probably need more than a day for that. And Stephen Foster Memorial Day, and that's an observance somewhere. So there you have it. Tomorrow is organize your home day. Well, it's also Orthodox New Year, so celebrate that instead. It's easier than organizing the whole darn home. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And I was looking, Carol, I don't think gave me any stuff on the planets right now. I believe it was a full moon yesterday, or maybe it was today. I can't remember now, but it sure seemed bright. I know that's not very astrological of me, is it? But I'll find one of Carol's other dashboards, and it will be there. But nonetheless, I think it might be today. Yeah, I know that the new moon, if you're into that, is coming up at the end of the month. I think the 29th. But we're a long ways from that. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Naoto is in Japan. How's it going, Naoto?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. My friends are getting flu, so I'm very cautious about it. So.
Oh, no. Well, you don't want the flu. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but thankfully, I haven't gotten them since, like, 2017.
Good.
Yeah, so I want to keep this streak.
Yeah, I guess it's going around here, too, because I see an awful lot of idiots in masks, so it must be back in fashion. Not 100% sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to therapy, and at the hospital, they said, you have to wear a mask. And John said, I can barely breathe without the mask. You think I'm going to do therapy with this? I'll see you next year. And we left. So, didn't make sense, to say the least. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, we're talking about Myers-Briggs types. And this is a type that harbors lots of secret guilt about everything they have ever done. Beyond that, your access to information is based on your level of friendship clearance. So they're tighter with the people they know well, but overall, a lot of secret guilt. What are they?
Well, I guess it's introvert.
Right. It is an I. Keep going.
I think I'm not sure about second letter, but third letter would be F, like feeling.
No, it's an N. Intuition.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the third letter, not second.
Oh, okay. So, we got an I. Well, now we know we got an N. So the last two are
yeah.
What?
I think the third one would be F.
Right. INF, right?
And the last one.
INF, what's the last one?
This is a little bit hard. Can you describe them once again?
Yeah, they hide a lot of secret guilt about everything they've ever done. Beyond that, your access to information on them is based on your level of quote-unquote friendship clearance. So that should be pretty easy between those two.
Friendship clearance. I think INFJ?
Absolutely. It is a J, you betcha, because they're very judgmental.
Yeah.
Yep, you got it.
Yeah.
All right, hang on.
Yeah,
Don't go away.
Yeah.
All right, good deal. Yes, INFJ it is, and they do harbor lots of guilt. But yeah, they're judgmental, if nothing else. So you fall into one of these 16 types. Everybody does, and what's really scary is they're used in a variety of ways, especially job clearances. But anyway, Naoto in Japan is an expert at this. He knows all about all 16, no matter what. 888-876-5593. Right after the news, we're going to do charts with Brian. In fact, March of 1975. Yeah, so there you go. Full show tomorrow night, full show Wednesday night, and we have a sports interruption on Thursday night. So on Thursday night, we will be on about an hour and a half late. No, about a half hour late. I'm sorry. At 10:30 Central. So, that's the deal there. You lose about a half hour, me. But that's plenty of time left, and that's, of course, a Black Hawk hockey interrupting us. So, here it is. Carol did have it on her show prep. Of course, I knew that she would. The full moon was today. Okay, 4:26 Central Time, the Wolf Moon. Oh, all right, so we'll check out the news and we'll be back to Brian and hopefully you too. And, our question is in play. In the United States, this happens over 12,000 times an hour, every day. What? 888-876-5593, WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So there's your second bumper stumper, unknown to just about everybody. 1968, who is it? What do they have in common with our first bumper stumper? If you're listening to my stream, I didn't realize my mic was on. I actually gave the answer to that one. But Hopefully that's not many people, and disqualify yourself if you heard it. All right, might not help even if you did. So, 888-876-5593. It is Monday Night Trivia. Everybody knows something about something. Come on, strut your stuff. Pick a topic that you know something about. We'll ask you a question. You'll win. The prizes are worthless. Takes forever to reach you. When you get it, well, the fun part is you get this little certificate, but for each win, you also get something you don't want, like a DVD or a CD or a tabloid or something. All right, so now, in the United States, this happens over 12,000 times an hour, every hour, every day. What? 888-876-5593. Brian and Joliet, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you, Raleigh?
Can't complain. How about yourself, Brian?
I'm hanging in there. You play such beautiful bumpers, and I don't think I ever told you. That's probably been about 3 years now since I've been listening to you and calling, and that's how I found your show. I was looking for some life on the radio, and I ran into what sounded like a really old soul song to me, and I started listening, and I found out I loved your show.
That's great to have you. Good. Well, I'm glad it worked. All right. And we're going to do charts with you March 15th, the Ides of March 1975.
That's fine. I'll try something if the word is camp or it's, I don't know how far I'll get on this, but I figure I'll go a little bit further up in time because I don't keep notes as to, you know, my chart toppers, and I don't want to, you know, trip over myself too much, so I'll give this a try.
Well, let's see. Number one is Blackwater.
The Doobie Brothers.
Yes. Number two, My Eyes Adored You.
Frankie Valli.
Yes, no, very right. Number three, Lady Marmalade, or Marmalade.
Lady Marmalade. LaBelle?
Yes, absolutely. Number four, Have You Never Been Mellow?
Could you ever sing? Olivia Newton-John?
Yes, absolutely. Number five, Loving You.
Loving You. Oh, is that awful song that...
Yeah, she sings in the whistle register.
Sadly, she passed away pretty
yes.
early.
And the flip side of it was a great record. Why the A side was the hit, Beats Me.
Yeah, I did hear something else by her. I forget her name, I did hear something else by her, and she was really quite good.
Exactly. So she's known for this? Yes, indeed.
Who is?
Minnie Riperton.
Minnie Riperton, okay.
All right, number six, Lady.
Styx?
Yes, absolutely right. Number seven, Lonely People.
I wasn't that lonely. I was listening to FM.
You're right.
I don't know that one.
America.
What a wonderful trio that was.
Number eight, Express.
Express.
You can do it.
Don't know.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it because Express is in the title of the group.
I think I know it. Let me think. Can I hear a little bit
of Express? God, I hope not, but let me see.
I knew this might bring back painful memories.
I had to play these records. All right, so let's see. All right, Express. It should be on here. It's on here, all right.
ET Express?
Absolutely right. And if you were wondering how it
sounded... Spare yourself.
Yeah, right. No, you were wondering how it sounded. We'll hear it together. That's enough. All right, so, yes, number...
Oh, okay. I remember it now.
Number nine, Can't Get It Out of My Head.
Can't Get It Out of My Head. Certainly not to be confused with little Anthony.
No, going out of my head.
Going
no,
out of my
right,
head.
Exactly. No, they're not.
Can't get it out of my head. can't get. Now that one I might get if I heard a little.
Yeah, we're gonna let you hear a little bit of it. They were a great little group, British, Jeff Lynne's group, if that helps. All right.
Okay. That's Electric Light Orchestra.
Absolutely. And here's how it sounded.
See, I like that.
Yeah. Here's how it sounded. Best, but still, it is Jeff Lynne, and you got to like that. All right, number 10. Oh, wait, we're number 9.
ELO.
Right, ELO. So number 10, you'll get this. Don't call us, we'll call you.
Don't call us, we'll call you. We got all the glitter we can use.
Yeah.
Let me think. It was right at the end of the glam rock thing. Sugarloaf?
Yes, absolutely. Jerry Corbett and Sugarloaf. Sugarloaf it is. You betcha. And, of course, that phone number at the beginning of it, which everybody's heard.
Sounds like John, Paul, and George.
Yeah, well.
In there.
That's a Columbia Records A&R in New York. All right. Error code 212. Yes, 765. I won't leave you the last four digits. But anyway, that's the deal. Yes, Sugarloaf. All right. Well, you're a winner.
Oh, great.
Excellent. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. Good deal. Yeah, absolutely. So, Jerry Corbett is not with us any length. He had a brain tumor. It was really sad. All right, so we'll get James on the South Side. He wanted World War II, and I have in my hands here the World War II trivia book. All right, so I actually ordered a book for James, and so that's the deal. And I love this. It's got all these questions, and I have to find the answers. All right, well, James is going to know them, and there's room for you too. Remember, I threw out a question. I was expecting participation. In the United States, this happens over 12,000 times an hour, every day, what? 12,000 times an hour, every day, what? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Darling.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? Yes, and what does she have in common with the other two? 888-876-5593. We will see, but as I was saying, I do believe that we'll go through 11 bumper stumpers and you won't get any of them. Well, surprise me. Maybe you'll get the next one right after the news. In the meantime, Jean is a first-time caller, and she is in Hoffman Estates, so welcome to WGN Radio, Jean.
Hi there. Could you repeat the question one more time?
Absolutely. In the United States, this happens over 12,000 times an hour, every day. What?
Well, one of my guesses would be a credit card is ordered.
Oh, that's
used for an order, but it would be way more than that.
Yeah, I like that, though. That's nice. What else you got?
A baby is born?
No, a baby is born. Oh, my God, what would that do to our population? No.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm afraid to think.
This is just the United States, correct?
Yes, in the United States, over 12,000 times an hour, every day.
Okay, I think I give up. I'll have to let somebody else take the next.
Well, I'm so glad you called. Do it again.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I'll call tomorrow night. John suggested, I think it was John, that I have some suggestions for Jim. I'm from a small town in Wisconsin.
Perfect. I'll look forward to hearing from you. That's excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good
all
night.
Right. So, yes. All right. So, let's see. What are we going to do here with Pat in Texas thinks he heard a bumper. All right, Pat, what'd you hear?
Well, here's what I got. I'm going to make a crack at the bumper stumper. Is it possibly anything to do with clocks, or does it have anything to do with chimes in a public clock in a church or something like that?
No. Oh, you're talking about the 12,000 times an hour. You're talking about the trivia question, not the bumper stumper. Okay.
All right. Trivia question.
No, clocks are not involved.
Okay. Well, I do have one question. Here's the question. I bought a box of records today for just about nothing.
Right.
And I found some interesting things, but I found some things I've never seen before. And it's Allied Radio Manufacturing. And it's they're a transcription service, and I've got like 10 or 12 albums, and it looks as if they went out to radio stations.
Yeah, they're probably acetates. What are they of?
Vinyl.
No, well, they shouldn't be vinyl, actually, but give me a title is what I'm saying.
There's no titles. It says like this is like program number 28.
Okay. All right. Well, it might be syndicated radio programming. Have you heard them?
Oh, I haven't played them yet, but one's like the Blackwood Brothers Quartet, and then I got 10 of them are the Beatles, the same kind of thing. They just in a paper sleeve. They're not in a cardboard sleeve like most LPs are.
Well, the Blackwood Brothers, they had a radio show. It was the Blackwood Brothers Quartet, and they had a radio show which was probably, I'm guessing, the 30s through the 50s. And so that might be their shows. You know, that's probably how it would have been distributed as far as that goes. But, you know, the Beatles, I'd have to have it in context because I do not believe it came directly from any Beatles material.
Okay. But this just says processed and pressed by Allied Record Corporation,
yeah.
Allied Record Manufacturing, Hollywood,
yeah.
And New York.
Right. A lot of people, I thought they used to be on Las Palmas, I think, actually. If there's an address on it, it should be Las Palmas. And Hollywood 9, 5811, don't ask why I know. In any event, it was ARDCO, actually, Allied Record Distributing Corporation. But they did put out these discs, and you can see it. Is it a white label with red letters that say Allied Records?
It is like a dark red, and it's a white label.
Yeah.
Underneath it, where it says Blackwood Brothers Quartet, it says Transcription Service,
right.
And it said Established Theme and Fade for Intro Breaks announcer after first and third song.
Okay, so that's exactly what it is. Now, the deal is Allied Record, what happened there was Columbia, which now has a plant in Santa Maria in California, but at the time, they had a plant in Los Angeles, and they dumped it. And this is early on, really early on, transcription disc days. You know, we're out of cylinders. Now we're using shellac. That'd be 78s. About 1933, Allied bought it. And that was the deal. And later, if you see something that says General Record Manufacturing, that would be that same company. Precision Radiation Instruments, same company. So sure, they did pressings for a ton of independent labels. They also did pressings for the War Department, you know, for World War II and all that stuff.
Right.
If you're mentioning that it looks like vinyl, it's styrene, and they did a lot of styrene. I hate styrene, but anyway, that most 45s are styrene, I'm sorry to say. You can look at the identifiers on it, the etching in the runout, you know, on the runout of the disc, you can see the etching, and that's gonna tell you some stuff. But
it's got an address. It's got an address of Hollywood 1041 Las Palmas.
Yeah, Las Palmas. That's what I said. 1041 Las Palmas, Hollywood 95811. Yeah, that's where they were.
Okay. Yeah. I've never seen them before. Yeah,
well,
it looks.
Yeah, and it sounds like some of what you've got is used by radio stations that are carrying the show for their intros, their outros, things like that. But some of it can also easily be actual programming and all that kind of stuff. It's it exists, but in terms of you think, oh my God, I've got something rare. Maybe not. I'd go probably not. But they were a pressing plant. They existed. Oh gosh, they existed into the 80s, I think. Warner bought them ultimately. Before I was at Watermark, Warner bought them, so 78, because we used to press in Camarillo for a soundtrack of the 60s in American Top 40. But it was a pretty big pressing plant. And
I'm kind of surprised that the Beatles. You know, I've got ten of them.
I'd like to know exactly what that is. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's coming directly from the Beatles. Listen to the record.
No.
See if they're part of something, part of a show, whatever. You know, I don't even know if Capitol ever used them. I know Columbia used them, but I don't know if Capitol ever used them. They could have, but
no.
I wouldn't think so. But yeah.
Now on this one, the Blackwood has got program number 27.
Right.
The time is 11 minutes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, and there's three songs on each side.
Right, right.
And I don't know what the songs are.
Well, you could listen
it
to
say,
right. Right, but
I will listen, yeah.
The Blackwood Brothers, this was a big show, and again, we're talking 30s
right.
through the 50s. You can buy this stuff on like CD now, all of these episodes.
They actually sell it.
So you could compare it. So probably you've got the shows, and that would be a very cheap way to distribute it. I mean, putting it on disc is going to be the cheapest way they could have back then.
Yeah.
And of course, 30s and 40s, there wasn't much else because, you know, tape wasn't viable.
Yeah.
So.
Very good. Well, I appreciate it very much. Sure. And I don't think, this is just a statement, actually, not talking to be a question. I do not think you realize how terribly important you are with this show.
Oh, God.
From 10 to 1 for, well, I don't know what the average age of the people are that call in. I'm 78, but I got hooked on this about 3 years ago, and I don't watch television, don't even have a television. The radio is all I have to listen, all I listen to. That's all I want to listen to. But this show, I depend on it for entertainment in I just do, and it's so important. I mean, I listen to it every night.
Well, it is great to have you.
And I even listen to it when you repeat it. You know, you repeat it on Friday.
Right, right, because I'm too old and sick to do five nights a week, so they repeat Friday. But that's so nice of you. Now, as a payback, I have something I want you to do, and that's call more often.
I will call more often,
all right.
I promise.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Enjoy your records.
Thank you very much.
Bye. All right, so how neat. Yeah, and sometimes you can find some real jewels on that. I used to get a lot of the test pressings at various stages. I remember one time John said, you have a Yoko Ono test pressing. Can I sell it? I said, you can take anything. He got like over $100 on eBay. I'm like, you'd be kidding me. But I still have several of them somewhere. All right, 888-876-5593. We're going to do next hour lyrics. 1968 lyrics. I had to bend over. I'm in this studio, so I can't see. James on the South Side. We've got his World War II. I got a question picked out. Jim in Richmond. All right. And he's got some trivia guesses. And, of course, he wants Big Bang. Eduardo's got some trivia guesses. Oh, good. And there's one line available for you. I hope you'll take it. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
A hunting we will go. A hunting we will go. We will catch a fox and put him in a box and we'll not let him go. First come love, then come marriage. Give the bride and groom a baby carriage. Look at that, here come Jack and Jill. Look and see if their buckets fill.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is that? That might be the most familiar thing I'm playing tonight. Yeah, it could be. All right, so who is he? 1967 on King. And what does he have in common with everybody else we've been playing tonight? All right, so I have asked myself a question. Actually, I've asked you a question. In the United States, this happens over 12,000 times an hour, every day. What? And you're going to take a guess at that. Or maybe you're going to take a guess on my bumper stumpers. Or maybe, you're going to ask for your own category. Sky is the limit on that. We see that all the time. We'll be doing lyrics with Fran. We'll be doing, Big Bang with Jim. Mark and Aurora, Star Trek original, don't you know. But World War II with James on the South Side. So welcome back to WGN Radio, James. Are you there, James? James, this is your big World War II moment. Well, maybe James fell back to sleep. All right, well, he'll call back, no doubt, and there is a line available for him because I just hung up on him. All right, so now with that in mind, Eduardo from Tampa's been hanging on. He's got some guesses. What do you think, Eduardo?
Yeah, Raleigh, how's it going? By the way, I got that pension check in the mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good that that thing worked out.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so my couple guesses is going to be texting, or sending out tweets?
No. Nope. Nothing like it.
Okay.
But that's a nice guess, and I'm glad you got the check, and I can't wait to hear when you hear from the hospital.
Yeah, more details to come later.
Okay,
but I'll
good.
Call back tomorrow.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, with that in mind, we have Fran and Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Fran.
Hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going. I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, so that's always no fun.
Oh, it is absolutely not fun, the whole process. Yeah, you betcha. All right.
Well, I don't know why I bother, because she doesn't listen to a thing I say.
Right. Right. Because, after all, what could you possibly know about your own health?
Exactly. So,
oh, man.
But other than that, you know.
Yeah, well, you'll show up, and hopefully you won't have to wear a mask.
God, I hope not.
Yeah, exactly.
They haven't said anything around here about people wearing masks. Of course, I could always say, oh, I didn't see people wearing masks. I'm sorry.
Yes, right, exactly. That's right, and you never will. All right.
So that's right.
Yeah. All right, so we got some lyrics from 1968.
Yeah.
Okay. Cheat on your taxes. Don't be a fool. Now, what was that they said about the golden rule?
Skip a rope.
Absolutely right. Henson Cargill. He didn't write it, but he sang it. Yes, absolutely right. Yes.
Yeah, I like that song.
I did too. I did not realize until I saw an interview once with one of the writers that it was about child abuse.
Yeah. Oh, I picked that up right away.
No, I did not at all. I just, you know, what can I tell you? Yeah, child abuse. Oh, well, you are a winner.
All right.
Don't go away. All right. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Well, I live in my little cocoon, and I just don't think of things like that normally when I'm listening to pop songs. All right, so we got Jim in Richmond. How's it going, Jim?
Sober.
Yay! I like that. Good deal. And by the way, that's sad. Not easy, so that's quite an accomplishment.
Right, and sad because the Vikings lost. Oh. And the Packers lost, and in my division, all we have left is the Lions.
Oh. Oh, well, that's not happy. So, I'm so sorry.
And after watching these games, you want to take a drink.
I'll bet that's true. I have a feeling some of the players probably want it, too, by the time it's over. Yes, all right.
Right. And are you freezing? Because I hear it's in the 40s by you.
Oh, well, where I really am, you know, we're in Globe tonight. It's in the 20s at night.
Right, but I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's
below freezing where I'm sitting right now, yeah.
Right. We're going to be 8 or 9 or 10 below zero wind chill in the morning.
Lovely. Just lovely. So, stay in.
So my guesses on your question.
Yeah.
Is my biggest pet peeve, see or hear commercials
12,000 times an hour. That's interesting. No.
Because that's across the whole country.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not where I live.
Yes, no, absolutely. But that's not it.
Right. And the other one would be get a speeding ticket.
Oh, my God, I hope not. That's not it either.
Okay, I will take the trivia.
Okay.
I mean, the Big Bang.
Yes. At the end of the first season, the Schrodinger's cat thought experiment was used as a metaphor for what?
For whether Penny should go out. I mean, Leonard and Penny should go out.
Yeah, with their potential relationship. Absolutely. You're 100% right about that. Yes, and
right.
I guess the final line of that, Penny said, well, the cat's alive. Let's go to dinner.
Right.
All right, good deal. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you.
So, yes. And Schrodinger's cat will make your head spin. But if you're into that, you can read about it. And if you still say this makes absolutely no sense, you have to put it in perspective in terms of in quantum mechanics. The radioactive atom is literally in two states at once. It's decayed and it's not decayed. And the interesting part is it will switch to one of those states when it's observed. Otherwise, it is in both states at the same time. Does that not make your head spin around? So Schrodinger came up with the cat. And obviously, and of course, it was metaphorical on every level. And he didn't, put a cat in a box with poison. And the poison would be released when the atom decays. So the device is in two states at once. It's released and it's not released. Does that mean the cat is also in two states at once? And if the cat is not in two states at once, at what point did the system get observed? On and on. So, like I say, it'll make your head spin. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. We'll get to Mark in Aurora, original Star Trek. Sherry in Naperville's got some guesses, and there's plenty of room for you on WGN Radio.
If only I could fly, I would take to the air. If only I could fly, I would find happiness up there somewhere. Bye.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. The writer, who's that? All right, actually, they were they renamed themselves just when they released that. They'd been something else. We might play something by them as something else, too, as the evening goes on. But who are they, 1968? Well, they have in common with everything we played so far. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. All right, so we've got Mark, and Mark is in Aurora, and he knows everything Star Trek. So, all right, Mark, how are you?
Well, last week I clean slept through the show, and this week I'm
awake.
I'm up against a misunderstanding that has damaged my reputation in an isolated way, and I'm not going to go into any more detail right now because I'm still sorting it out. But
my goodness,
definitely a major misunderstanding. Yeah.
Well, how about that?
I'm doing my trivia thing to give myself a little bit of a lift.
Good. Well, you'll get this right then, I'm sure. Are you ready?
Yeah.
In which episode do we first meet the Romulans?
Oh, I think that would be Balance of Terror.
And we have a winner, you see. It's just that easy.
Yeah, that was when Mark Leonard played a Romulan captain.
Right. Right, exactly. He later played Spock's father.
Yes. He yes. did, in The Journey to Babel.
So there you have it. So you're a winner.
Hey, okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Well, good luck on slaying the dragons that are bothering you. Don't go away.
Yeah, everybody pray for me.
Absolutely. Don't kill anybody. All right, hang on. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Well, many other people think your life is probably a lot more exciting than it really is, so revel in it. All right, James on the South Side has reawakened. What happened to you, James?
I just kind of like, I was like, and all of a sudden, before I knew it, I had set the phone down, and I was like, good night, Gracie.
All right. Well, and now you're awake again.
Yeah.
I think. All right.
Yeah, I'm awake.
So I have a World War II question for you, but usually you want to guess on the question I threw out. Do you want to do that?
Yes, I do.
All right. Let's have your six.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to say, accidents?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to say, people call an emergency?
Nope.
Surgeries?
Nope.
People calling over the radio program?
No, nobody's that popular. All right, two more.
Okay. To warm up something for dinner or something like that.
No, big finish. Got your sixth one.
Okay. I'm going to say, we're going to go away from the call thing because I don't think it has anything to do with calls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say changing their minds.
Nope. Okay, so now, a World War II question, huh?
Okay.
All right. So what I want to know, I'm going to give you the name of three famous business people, and I want to know which one did not support the Nazis.
Okay.
Hugo Boss, Henry Ford, William Fox.
William Fox.
Absolutely right. Excellent. And you know who he was, right?
I'm going to say he was the studio chief,
yep.
Right?
Right, Fox Theaters. Yeah, he wound up losing it, but he was very, very big earlier on. So, yes, William Fox, he absolutely did not support Hitler. He was a Hungarian Jew. But Hugo Boss, of course, was a German and in Germany at the time in business, and Henry Ford was a supporter. So, there you go. Yeah. You are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Oh, I did want to make a guess at the theme for your
okay, good.
Your
what do you
thumpers.
Think? What do you think?
I am going to say Northern Soul.
No, probably they are all Northern Soul records, although I don't think so. But that's not it.
Okay.
Nice try, though.
Okay,
thanks.
You
appreciate
have a good
it.
Evening.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, you could say any soul record with a beat, right? That would be Northern Soul, but in America. But no, it's not. That's not the theme. But that's a nice try. That's our first try, someone guessing at the theme. You'll have another bumper stumper coming up after the news. But Dawn is a first-time caller. She's in Arlington Heights. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I wondered if you could tell me anything about, I think she was a blues singer named Ketty Lester.
Oh, of course. Well, she had Love Letters was the very big pop hit she had. But sure, everybody knew Ketty Lester. Her last name was Frierson, her actual name. And in 1961, Love Letters was a huge, it was top five in the U.S. and the U.K. And she also, much later, was on Little House on the Prairie as far as that. She's in the Arkansas Black Hall of Fame. What do you want to know about her? Her parents were farmers. She, like many people, she started out singing in church choirs and school choirs, and she got a scholarship to San Francisco State, and this would have been the early 1950s, probably, and she was performing as Ketty Lester in The Purple Onion, and later she was a singer with Cab Calloway, so that gave her a lot of touring. And you can probably go online, because a lot of the You Bet Your Life episodes, the Groucho Marx show, are on there. And she, as her real name, Frierson, I think her first name was like Revoida, something like that. But anyway, she sang You Do Something to Me on the Groucho Marx show, You Bet Your Life. So what else do you want to know? Not a lot. Obviously, I don't know a whole lot, but. What?
Well, I'm impressed you're better than Google. I don't have a computer, so that's why I was calling. But I was moving some furniture around, and I found an old note, a very, very old note, mm-hmm. behind some furniture that saying that I wanted to see if I could buy one of her albums.
Yeah.
And I tried to think about who she was, and I just remembered... that I thought she was a blues singer, but I couldn't remember any of the song titles or why I wanted the album.
It would be Love Letters. That'd be the song. And it was on Era. That was Lou Bedell's label with his brother, Herb Newman. And they owned that and they owned Dory. And the two of them split up and one of them got Era and one of them got Dory. I was a real big fan of Dory Records. But there was a lot of good stuff on Era as well. But if you remember Love Letters, do you remember the song?
I don't.
Okay, let me have you hear a little bit, and that's why you probably thought of her somewhat of a blues singer. So here is Ketty Lester, 1961 on Era.
Thank you.
Love letters straight from your keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night.
So yeah, that's what she sounds like. Now, interestingly, after Era, when Era sort of folded, she went to RCA, and they put her more in a pop style. Never had any real hits, but she did a lot of stuff, and then she did some off-Broadway stuff, and she was on Tower, which was Capitol's budget label, and answer to Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman. After that, she no real commercial success. She gave up singing and turned to acting. And in fact, she was offered the role on Julia, the role that Diane Carroll took, and she turned it down. I don't know why. And she was in soap operas, Days of Our Lives, stuff like that. And then I think she did some gospel stuff as well. She was born in 34, and she was born in Hope, Arkansas. As far as I know, she is still alive.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much. I did remember the song when you began playing it.
I figured you would. It was such a huge hit. All right. Well, good deal. Call me again sometime.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Appreciate it. All right, let's find out what's going on in the world at large and get back to it on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, that's the original Who Is He? And what does he have in common with everybody else who's been playing tonight? 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. Sherry is in Naperville. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Sherry.
Speaker really quick.
Uh-huh.
Okay, mostly I'm calling about the trivia question.
Uh-huh.
Your Bumper Stumpers, that song you last played, it was I probably assume an original version.
That was the original.
Yes, but I'm assuming that original version became a bigger hit.
Well, of course, this one wasn't a hit at all, or I wouldn't have played it. Yeah, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, proving that that Snuff Garrett was a world-class producer, because who else could have made them sound good?
Well, it was the same, like the original hit.
No, it had nothing to do with it.
By somebody else.
Nothing to do with it.
Okay. And, but for the trivia, 12,000 on average in the U.S., is that correct?
All right. Well, yes, it happens over 12,000 times an hour, every day in the U.S.
Okay. So my stupid responses are, birth, death,
what?
Car accident. Airplane. Airplane.
There are no. Travel. There are no airplanes involved.
Okay. I was going to say where they squash them. No, there was another one. I forget. It's been 20 minutes. First stuff. Divorces.
Say what?
And marriages.
No.
None of the above.
None of the above.
Okay. Great. But 12,000 a day. And like David was seeing me. He says, you know how many that is times a year? And anyway, I'm thinking 12,000 times a day across the U.S.
No, 12,000 times an hour. every hour, every day. 12,000 times an hour.
I have one more guess, but I already reached my six.
Well, then you can call back with more of them.
Alrighty.
All right, good deal. Thanks. And, you know, you mentioned how many hours is that in a year? You know, how many would that be if it's 12,000 times an hour? So let's find out how many that would be for a year. Oh, my good God. That would be 105,120,000 every year in America. Happens that 105,120,000 times in America every year.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, so yes, big numbers, I tell you. Big numbers. So 888-876-5593. Veronica is in Hillside, Illinois. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Nice to speak with you after such a long time.
Yeah, I'm glad you called.
I enjoy your program so much. I try to listen to it every night that you're on, and I get much pleasure from it. Anyway, I thought of something for your trivia question.
All right. Question. What do you think?
Breathing.
Breathing? Interesting. No, it has nothing to do with breathing.
No. Oh, shame.
Yeah, okay, but that I'm so glad you called, and I hope you'll do it again.
I haven't got anything else, so I'll just say goodbye and good luck.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. All right. So goodbye. Good to hear from Veronica. All right, thanks. Let's see. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. Johnny D is in Ohio. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes. Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. So we're going to do some hominin trivia?
Well, yes, we are. But firstly, I wanted to guess at the trivia.
Okay.
Let me see here. Wait a minute. Okay. Interaction with law enforcement.
No, 12,000 times an hour? Oh, my good God, no.
Well, the only reason I say that because, and one other thing, you said nobody's got popular. You know, Willie's got, every Sunday night, he's got thousands on hold and millions are listening.
Yeah. All right, very good.
And he was talking about that one time, about how many interactions there are with the police, you know.
He would know.
Yeah, he said millions or something. I don't know, millions.
Okay. All right.
Anyhow, how about this one? A traffic signal light changes.
No.
Okay. Well, all right, that was my guess. So, all right, let's try hominin. You got one?
Oh, I absolutely have one. I was just trying to find out how many events of interactions with the police happened an hour. And apparently it was lower in 2020 than previously, but they're not giving me it hourly, so I'll have to look for that. But no, we don't know. Instead, we have...
No, about hourly, you know.
Yeah, we have hominin questions.
And okay, go ahead.
Okay, this is, of course, you love your multiple choices, so...
Yes, I do.
Which characteristics?
Not only me, but everybody else. It seems to want to. Okay, go ahead.
Because it's easier, of course. Which characteristics?
No, it's not easier.
Yeah, it is. Which characteristics identify the robust group of late Pliocene fossils? Okay.
Wait a minute. Say that all over again.
Which characteristics identify the robust group of late Pliocene fossils?
All right, go ahead.
All right, so now you understand what we're looking for. We're looking for late Pliocene fossils. So are you ready for the four choices? Stout man... and by the way, there's multiples in all of them. So the first one is stout mandibles, massive teeth, and large chewing adaptations. The second one is massive teeth and a slight build. The third one is large brain, massive teeth, and large chewing adaptations. And the fourth one is bipedal anatomy, large brain, and massive teeth.
Late Pliocene.
Yes.
Hmm. What was number four again?
Bipedal anatomy, large brain, and massive teeth. Okay.
The first one again?
Stout mandibles, massive teeth, and large chewing adaptations. No, that would okay. be that could be compared to C, large brain, massive teeth, and large chewing adaptations. And B was massive teeth and a slight build. So everybody's got massive teeth. You can rule that one out.
Yeah, okay.
So
why
stout mandibles and large chewing adaptations, or large brain and large chewing adaptations, or a slight build?
Slight. What would you say the first thing you said?
A slight build?
No.
Oh, stout mandibles?
Stout mandibles.
Massive teeth and large chewing adaptations.
Well, that sounds like the most applicable.
And that would be right. All right.
All right.
Very
Figured
good.
That one right out.
All right. Good deal. Hang on. Don't go away.
No, wait a minute. Last week you said hang on, and then I got disconnected.
You called back. You called back, didn't you?
No, I'm talking about when you said hang on after I won.
Well, did you call back and tell John?
No, I didn't.
Well, then
I didn't.
This time remind him, and I'll try not to hang up on you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, so let's see if I can actually do this. All right, there goes Johnny D. I didn't hang up. 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And so, of course, I'm having to look up pictures of stout mandibles, but all right. In the meantime, Sergeant Pappy knows a bumper. All right, Sergeant Pappy, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you know?
Is it Sammy Ambrose?
Absolutely. Sammy Ambrose did the original, This Diamond Ring.
Yep, I happened to hear it one time and kind of stuck on it. I had to think about it for a while, but I thought, well, I'll give it a shot anyway and try it, you know.
Yep, 1964 on MusiCorps. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's about the time when I started thinking about, you know, quit listening to radio because it wasn't too much good stuff on anymore.
I understand. Now, that's about the time you switched to the soul stations.
Yeah, that's like, you know, I mean, because I, you know, I got a pretty wide range of music, but I mean, you know, the stuff that they started playing, you know, the Hollies and all this stuff and
the
Rascals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I never got into that stuff. You know?
Yeah. Well, I can relate. Totally. Absolutely. Totally.
You know, cause I'm one of those still old diehard doo-wop guys, you know, if it don't have some kind of doo-wop sound to it, I just go to the next record. That's all, you know,
there you are. All right. Well, you know, you're Sammy Ambrose, so hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right, so by far that was the most familiar as far as any of the artists we played tonight, though I think the Boo Boo song was probably the most familiar song of anything we played tonight. We have several more, just like it. All right, so in fact, one will be coming up. Oh, I love her. It's a female. Next on WGN Radio.
Love for you is never cold. That's the kind of love.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And who is she? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and what does she have in common with everybody else we've played tonight, even Sammy Ambrose? So, I guess, like I say, he was the most familiar as far as any of the artists. And, of course, this Diamond Ring, the original, pretty well known. But I have a feeling we've got four more to go, and I wonder if you'll get any of those. Is the theme becoming at all apparent? How about the trivia question? In the United States, this happens over 12,000 times an hour, every day. What? And that'll become our straggler next week if you don't get it. But obviously it's something that happens a lot because we're talking about a result of over 105 million times in a given year. So there are some things that you can probably rule out easily that way. And others that, you know, probably really qualify. It's a fairly simple answer. And when you hear it, you'll be like, oh, why didn't I think of that? It's like that. 888-876-5593. 888-88-RALEIGH. So Monday Night Trivia requires callers. You have to play. You can pick your own category, absolutely anything. Tomorrow night, of course, we will play some Sam Moore. We're not playing him tonight, though we could, but not going to. And we'll get back also, in addition to some good Sam and Dave stuff, we'll also start playing more of your requests as well. So we'll do that. And yes, so the full moon happened earlier today, the wolf moon, and the next new moon is Wednesday, January 29th at 6:35 a.m. Central Time. So if you're writing your prosperity checks, I would say night before, probably, unless you're an early riser. Speaking of that, I get all my prosperity information from MarianneWinkowski.com. You can check that out anytime, just like it sounds, and MarianneWinkowski.com. But she's been on the air with us in the past, but I know her husband, Ted, has been sick and all that. I did not hear from her, and I tried all of the numbers I had for her, which was several of them, and I wrote letters, and I don't know what's going on. I just sent another one the other day, and I know a lot of you have said, when's she going to be on again? I don't know. At this point, I'm not concerned about whether she'll ever be on again, but I am concerned about not talking to her, because she's one of the really good people. And hopefully she's just inundated. Though I check her website, and it does appear that she's making appearances in the Cleveland area. And so, when I looked up the events, nothing coming up at the moment. But prior to the holidays, there were some events, and of course Halloween, don't you know? And I'm sure there'll be many more as well. So. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, at night when I go to sleep, I try to find things on YouTube that are boring enough that I won't get really interested, but interesting enough that I won't start to think about everything but what I'm hearing. And that's sort of a sweet point. So very often I'm listening to, near-death episodes and things like that, and astrological things. It's interesting how many of the various soothsayers said that January was going to start off with a bang and lots of natural activities. And boy, those fights and those fires in California. California sure fits the bill on a lot of them. So usually I see something and say, well, nobody got that right. But although it was very broad, there was nothing specific. No one said, you know, like wildfire in Pacific Palisade. But they did say we're going to see a lot of 2025 Earth-related incidents. So we'll see how it's going. 888-876-5593. Stacy is in Algonquin. So Stacy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you? Happy New Year.
Well, yes, you too. And so what's going on?
I wanted to try your trivia question.
Oh, good. I hope you will. 12,000 times an hour, every day in the United States. Hello? Hello, operator.
Yeah. Going to the bathroom?
No, I think that happens a lot more often than that.
Losing your keys?
Nope.
Some type of accident?
No accidents.
At
least not in the sense you're thinking of.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'll just take a Batgirl question then.
All right. What Las Vegas Strip hotel do Ann and Don stay when they travel to Sin City in the fourth season, two-part episode, I Didn't Have the Vegas Notion?
Let's see, hotel. I couldn't get, like, a choice of three.
Oh, sure. You want multiple hotels, do you? All right. Let's just pick them here off. I can do this. I actually can. All right. The Tropicana, the Sahara, the Sands, the Riviera. And this is the episode where it had a great moment with Ann and Don riding the carousel in front of Circus Circus, but they did not stay in Circus Circus.
Well, I'm going to try the Riviera.
The Sands. But that's a nice try anyway. I liked the Riviera. They had a decent Italian restaurant. All right.
Right.
We'll talk to you later. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you,
all right.
Raleigh.
Good deal.
Bye-bye.
Another hour of Monday Night Trivia begins after the news right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? Yeah, and what's the theme? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. I mean, theme other than records you've never heard before in your life. All right, but there is an absolute common theme on this, and who knows? Maybe you've heard something you kind of like that you've never heard before. That's sometimes the object of this. In the United States, this happens over 12,000 times an hour, every day. What? 888 876-5593-8888 Raleigh. All right, so let's talk to Laura in Willowbrook. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, thanks. Well, first I wanted to take a try at your trivia question. Just a couple of wild guesses. People's wake-up alarm going off.
Oh, man. No, that's not it. 12,000 times an hour, every hour. Well, I guess people could wake up at any hour, but no.
Okay. Somebody sending or receiving a text message.
No. It's probably... that's probably more often than 12,000 times an hour.
That's true. Well, this has got to be it then. People getting a spam call.
No, it's not. It just seems like it.
Okay, it sure feels like it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Can I get a Sound of Music trivia?
Oh, sure. Why not? Why not? It's going to be a Who Said It, all right?
Okay. And, okay, this will be a challenge.
Yes, right. So, after all, the wool of a black sheep is just as warm...
I'm sorry, I had a bad connection. Something about sheep. Can you say it again, please?
Sure. After all, the wool of a black sheep is just as warm.
Oh, gosh. I'm picturing this in my head. It's a man. I want to say, I'm probably answering too fast, but I want to say Max Detweiler.
Oh, no. That's certainly interesting, but no, it was Sister Margarita to Sister Sophia discussing if Maria should leave the Abbey.
Oh, gosh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking,
even had the wrong gender.
Right. I'm thinking, really? Really? You think? All right. Well, you just never know, I guess. All right. So.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right. Thanks for calling. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And let's see what we can do here. I believe that we have... Gary in Austin. All right. This is going to be fun. I don't have his question yet, but I'll come up with one. So, Gary, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh. Quick guess on the theme is songs that I like that I've never heard before.
Well, I'm glad you like some of them.
Yeah, every one you've played, I really like. Now, I had heard This Diamond Ring before somewhere.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think where I heard it, and then I was trying to think maybe if I could think where I heard it, then I would know who it was by, but, you know. Anyway, and my guess on the question is Traffic Light Changes.
Nice, but not right.
Okay, well, you know, I was thinking, well, you know, there may be 12,000 of those an hour.
Okay, yes. There absolutely may be. I don't know, but they're absolutely, absolutely may be. All right.
It doesn't matter. That's not it.
That is not it. I'm looking for a great question for you, and I don't know. You know, hang on a minute. I've got a question, but I want to make sure it's right. Don't go away. Stay where you are.
Okay, sure.
And we'll pick it up next on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? And that came out when? 1966 on Tigertown. All right. Tigertown. Sounds like a radio station slogan. All right. So I came up with two competing questions for you. We can ask one now and one another time. All right.
Okay.
Yes. So surveys. All the top 40 stations like to release their weekly surveys. And they, you know, there were many different things. They'd call them, you know, the Fun Radio Survey or the Tiger Radio Survey or the Top 30 or whatever. But one radio station, and then later it was multiple radio stations, but it was one radio station in Cleveland that named their survey after index cards, which were common in the 40s, 50s, and 50s, that included song titles and songwriter and date of publications and licensing rights and all that. And it was a card that provided everything, including basic melody and chorus. And these cards had a name. And this radio station in Cleveland said, "We're going to call our survey that." What is it?
I know people were using Tunedex.
That's it. That's it. Tunedex cards. Did you know there were Tunedex cards?
No, I just thought they were, you know, you know, the top tunes and the index of the top tunes and all that, you know.
They were originally used by musicians. They were, like I say, 3x5 index cards, and it had all the essential elements of popular songs, the main melody, the chord symbols, the lyrics, all of that. They were tune decks, and people would, you know, collect them, and, you know, musicians and stuff like that. And, yes, it was WHK in Cleveland that said, we'll call it the tune decks, and then tons of other stations did, too. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I never knew where that came from. That's cool to know that.
Yeah. All right, good deal. Hang on, Gary.
Well,
don't go away.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Absolutely. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure WHK was the first, the absolute first, but they took it from the cards. And, of course, none of the kids knew. So, of course, we'll have another question like that next week when Gary calls. But, see, you know something about nothing. You have useless information floating around in your head. No one knows more about it than you. Well, maybe somebody does, but you know a lot. So that's the category to request. Now, as far as our question, in the United States, this happens over 12,000 times an hour, every day. What is it? 888-876-5593. Now, if you don't come up with it this hour, well, it will become our straggler for next week, and it give you plenty of time to think about it. Just like plenty of time to think about our theme for tonight. And I could have done all sorts of things with this theme, actually, and finally decided I would do what I'm doing. And so we've got two more to go. And then hopefully you'll pick up on it. Or maybe you'll know one of the two songs coming up. All right, I hope so anyway. So if it's on your mind, it'll be on my mind, trivia-wise. You come up with a category, we'll come up with a question. We can do charts, that's a lot of fun, or lyrics, or whatever you would like. Because, after all, somebody knows something about something. Yeah, probably a lot about something. So what would that be? Maybe it's, you know, television. Maybe it's charts. You know, That Girl trivia, for God's sakes, or song lyrics, or history, or geography, or you name it. Everybody knows something about something. So by all means, weigh in, like Tubby is about to. So Tubby, welcome back to WDO. I can't say that. Tubby is talking to John as we speak, and I can't capture her while that's happening, but I can now. So, all right, Tubby's got a bumper guest. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
That was fast. How you doing, Raleigh?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. You know this stuff. I heard this. First, I have to tell you, this lady said, let me turn the radio off. This lady said that she had got sick, right?
Yeah.
And then she said that it went away. And she said, 5 days later, she said she thought she was well. She said it came back with a vengeance 5 days later. Anyway, okay, now back to your show. I'm trying, my ears are still popping. I can't get my ears to stop popping. But I feel, you know, I feel my spirit is good, so I'm grateful for that, okay?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, but I said, let me call Raleigh. Raleigh said, I'll talk to you on Monday. This is not my high point. This particular, you know, the trivia thing. And I try to listen to see if I can, you know, and then I listen. You know what? You said no sooner than you said about people, some people didn't know these songs. They had never heard them before.
Yeah.
I just I said, they good songs. I said, man, she must be reading my mind. Because that's when I first started. I have to tell you, this was just like really too cool. I want to know that lady's last name, Love Letters. That was one of my first requests when I first called you.
Oh, Ketty Lester, L-E-S-T-E-R, Lester.
Who is the Flash? And what did you say?
Well, that's her legal name. She was, it was like Renovia Frierson, F-R-I-E-R-S-O-N, and she was from Hope, Arkansas.
You know what? That's the weirdest thing I had to call for that. I'm not making notes tonight. My boyfriend's last name is Frierson, and I had never heard. I had never heard that name before.
Really?
You know how you hear a name and you've never heard it before?
Uh huh.
So, which I tell him tomorrow. I said somebody, and that song, that love letter song.
Yes.
I had no idea who sang it, but it's always been one of my favorites. And what a difference a day makes.
Oh,
I mean, it was just like it was kind of like it was just made for me. Love Letter Straight From Your Heart.
Yeah.
Did she do other stuff, too? I was listening to what you were saying.
Well, she did, but none of it was hits. See, what happened, when she was on ERA, they were doing that pop standard stuff like Love Letters and doing very well. Well, after ERA kind of fell apart, she signed with RCA, and they thought, mm-hmm. well, we're going to make her more like Nancy Wilson or Dinah Washington. And in fact, they said, we'll make her more like Betty Everett. And so they actually released an album which was one side Betty Everett and one side Keddy Lester. And so, you know, it just not, she was on Tower and did this answer record to When a Man Loves a Woman, the Percy Sledge record. She did When a Woman Loves a Man and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And none of these records did anything. So that's when she decided, well, screw that, I'm going to turn to acting. And she, like I say, I don't know why she turned down the role in Julia, the television show that Diane Carroll took. But she was in a variety of movies, you know, a lot like Blackula and The Prisoner of Second Avenue and all that. But then she did soap opera work. She did 2 years on Days of Our Lives. And she did, like, I don't know, 5 years on Little House on the Prairies. You know, not anything
and
I
would. Two shows I never...
Well, you and me both. Yeah. I'm not going to watch this stuff. Well, I'm not going to watch anything, actually. But so later in the 80s, she did a gospel music album, and it didn't do anything. And then she appeared in movies again. She was in House Party 3 and things like that. And so really, when it comes down to hits, it really comes down to one record, Love Letters.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was just, it just blew my mind when this lady was asking about her. And I said, no, she didn't ask about my song. And then when you said, but you had said Frierson first, I said, oh, somebody got to, and I said, I got to double check that.
Yeah.
Okay, look.
Yeah, Ravoyda Frierson. Now, by the way, there are several people in Hope Arms, in Hope, Arkansas, with that last name.
Uh-huh.
So.
Oh, I got a funny story. You know, Will told me, he's like, men like tell jokes sometimes. And he was telling me when they used to send black kids to the South
uh-huh.
in the summer sometimes.
Yeah.
And he had made friends with this chicken. Well, you know, on in the South and West Side, kind of, you know, some people have them, but not like, you know, on the farm. And he said that they were getting ready to have dinner, and they called out the name. He had named the chicken. And he just questioned him. It is a question that they were getting ready to eat. He said, I can't eat no chicken.
No. Absolutely, you cannot name the chickens you're going to eat. That is not acceptable.
He didn't know he had made friends with the chicken. And then when he put it on the chair, they pointed at anything. No, they pointed over there. And they said, oh, yeah, that's what's his name.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
I know that was funny.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess I anthropomorphize animals too much, but I never can understand these 4-H kids who raise these this cattle, and they name it and they love it and all that, and then they go to the fair and they sell it for eating. It's like, no, just no.
Right. It's just kind of like, yeah, like when I used to go to Karen's, when I go to the farm, and I'm sitting there, a lady just swinging on a stack of hay. And I'm like, when do we eat? Because I knew they had it all, okay?
Yeah.
We used to have a big breakfast. And she said, oh, no, we can't eat until we feed all the animals. I said, hell no. Up at, you know, 4:33 and 4:30
in
the morning.
Right.
Anyway, so, but these are the times that I love the fact that I have had such a depth and learning about different people's lifestyles and what they had to do to live and how their life was. So how it made them as an individual and how it helped them. Or some people got destroyed by the life they had to live, say, like in small towns, or a rich person whose dad wanted to make sure he did what he wanted him to do, and he didn't want to do it. So it went both ways.
Oh, sure.
But in the meantime, I got a suggestion. This is crazy. I'm going to get off the phone. When you do that, man, this is a broad subject. This is so broad, 12,000 times a day.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
times
all
an hour.
Kinds of stuff goes through your head, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like, we should get some kind of little one-word clues every hour.
So yeah, 12,000 times an hour, every hour, every... Well, you know, the questions I throw out are the hardest things to do ever since there is an internet. Now, before, I could have a lot of fun with them, but they're easy to look up. So what I make sure is, with my questions, you can't Google them. And so some of them become broad and things like that because, you know, I don't want any people to be able to look up the answers because the prizes are worthless.
Right. It ain't about the prize. It's about the game.
Oh, exactly. But, you know, occasionally we'll have somebody, like I've had somebody do things with some of the themes and all, where clearly they've looked it up online. They wouldn't know these records if they fell over them.
Right.
Yeah.
But look, let me say this before I forget. Jim, open your ears and listen large. They'll be shouting out to you.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby. I knew I would be able to talk and shout out to you again, sweetie pie. Jim James and Johnny D. That sounds so good, don't it?
Yeah, there you go. All right.
All right. Riley, take care. Bless both of you and John. Okay?
Talk to you soon. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
888-876-5593. Well, Anita is in Beloit, and she is going to give us some guesses. 12,000 times an hour, every day in the U.S. What happens?
I am going to guess people sneeze.
No.
No? Do they cough?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Let's see. Sneezing, coughing. Is it a biological function?
No, it has nothing to do with people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No people involved.
So there's
a big clue.
No people involved.
No people involved.
So it's not talking on the phone.
No, it's not any of those things.
That happens 12,000 times every hour.
Yeah.
Of every single day. It's not blinking then. Okay.
No.
12,000 times an hour every single day.
Think about it and call me back.
I will.
Okay, I look forward to it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Not people. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Good
Bye.
Deal. Yeah, that's the big clue. I've given you a big clue. It's not people. All right, so 888-876-5593. In the United States, this happens 12,000 times an hour, every day, and it's not people. All right, we'll see what's going on in the news, and then we'll come back to it with hopefully your calls on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and who is that? Yeah, probably my favorite of anything I played tonight. Who is that? And what does that have in common with everything else that we have been playing? So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Okay, so now I've been trying to see if there was a way I could illuminate more facts about this question. I've gotten several, by the way, trivia books in because I'm running out of questions is what's happening. And some of them are good. Most of them you can't really use because they'd be easily searchable. But what was interesting was this book was very definitive about this happening 12,000 times an hour, every day in the U.S. Looking at other sources, there's arguments about this. The lowest number I can find is 3,000. All right. But, you know, I'm going with what my book says. However, to keep it in mind, we know it doesn't have anything to do with people. And it could be as low as 3,000. We're talking an hour. All right. Could be as high as 12,000 an hour. All right. So what is it? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, that takes us to Jane, a first-time caller in St. John. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, hi. So I just have one answer.
Okay.
And it's meteorites hitting the Earth.
Oh, I love that. It's not right, but I do love that. That's a wonderful answer.
Okay. All right. That was it for me. Thank you so much. Yeah. I love your show, too.
Great to have you listening. Do call me again sometime.
I will.
Okay,
thanks.
Appreciate it. Uh-huh. All right. So, how nice. 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. We'll have one more bumper stumper in case you want to guess the theme. And I'll end it fairly early because I'll tell you all about the theme and all about the songs you heard, since chances are good you didn't hear any of them before this. So, or few anyway. I still think the Boo Boo song, probably you ran into that, and obviously Sammy Andrews' This Diamond Ring. But David and Muskegon's going to guess on our bumper. So what'd you hear you know?
Yeah, I think it's Stop Hurting Me, Baby, and it's by Purple Monday.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right, which was a wonderful song. That's a flip side, of course, but that's okay. And what does Purple Monday, who is a group, not a person, or should say, what is a group, not a person, what's the deal? What is the commonality?
I'm not really certain on the commonality with the rest of the songs, but I remember that song from the mid-60s, around 65.
Yeah, well, the version that I played came out in 72 on Cat. But there were other people you would know involved with it. But in any event, there's really nothing anybody can say about it. I have heard it occasionally because I think it's come out on some CDs and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because how I remembered it was Stop Hurting Me, Baby. I listen to a lot of radio, and some of the soul stations were playing it, and some of the top 40 stations were playing it. And you're saying it charted in 72?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, because I remembered it, I thought, from the mid-60s, around 1965.
Uh-huh.
It had that sound, that beat, and the instrumentation.
Yeah. Well, to my knowledge, it wasn't out then, but it's possible. The group is very much related to some names you would know.
Oh, who's that?
Well, I'm not going to give away my theme.
Oh, okay.
If I told you, it would probably give away the theme.
Yeah, because I listen to a lot of radio, and I love radio. It's one of my passions. It has been since I was a child. You know, when you don't have children to play with, being totally blind, you find something that you really, really love to do.
Yeah,
and that'll carry you through. And we had that in music, and music's been my thing. Since the Beatles came out in 1964, when it hit me, and I was, you know, listening to like Major Lance,
right?
And I was listening to the Supremes, Chubby Checker, Bopinito. I remember that song.
Sure.
In 1964.
Sure.
And I started listening to Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. That's all Motown stuff. And it went from there. And what I used to like to do is take a radio and see how far away from where I was living I could get radio stations.
Sure, especially at night.
Oh, yeah, because at night you had, like, clear channel radio stations like WBC out of Boston.
Sure.
Which was top 40 up until, like, 68 or 69.
All right, with Juicy Brucey Bradley.
That's right, and I remember that. And then Whoa, which was top 40 for a long time. And then whoever bought that from Westinghouse, I think I know who it was.
Well, by the way, it was really an MOR turned pop adult station. They never were top 40 particularly, but it was really pop adult.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm. It was full service, absolutely.
Oh, because I remember them. It sounded like straight top 40 music.
No, if you look at the song by song, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. I'd have to look at a survey.
I don't. You know, I'll have to ask Carol if they even put out surveys. I don't know if they ever did.
Oh, okay. On ARSA.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, because on ARSA, it has all the top 40 surveys.
Yeah.
And of any given month of a given year.
Right. Not all of them, though. Not all of them. But it is an interesting group. Yeah, I'll look for that. But no, they were definitely considered pop adult, like a WBT in Charlotte would have been.
WBT, I don't remember that one.
Oh, well, depending on where you were, because it was so highly directional. You could be in Miami or you could be in Maine, but my God, if you're in West Virginia, forget about it. You know, it was very, very tight, that directional pattern, because they sold half the signal to KFAB in Omaha back in the day.
Oh, KFAB.
Right, and that was also same frequency.
Yes, because I couldn't get it in South Bend, Indiana, or Jackson, Michigan.
Correct.
Or in Lansing, where I went to school for the blind.
Right.
My last 4 years, I could never get that station out of Charlotte. And I often wondered about Charlotte radio.
What happened, you know, what happened there was a Buick dealer bought the station and claimed the call letter stood for Watch Buick Travel, but the call letters predated him. But anyway, he made a deal with KFAB and went from basically a 1A to a 1B, but the directional signal was so tight that as Charlotte started to grow, you know, Gastonia couldn't hear them at night. And so they have a 99.3 now, I think, is a translator. But so they do that. But, yeah. And, of course, the other thing is 1110, of course, in Los Angeles, KRLA. But that was deferring to some degree to KFAB in Omaha.
Huh. And, you know, I was we was talking about oldie stations. I found a couple new ones as well.
Uh-huh.
I found 101.3. I believe it's real oldies or true oldies. There's a 101.3.
No, wait, give me cities, not just frequencies. What are my cities here?
Okay. I'm trying to, I can't remember. It's 101.3. It's out of...
Is that the pure oldies 101.3? It's like and they've got an HD2 on that?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, that might be 101.3 in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And if so, that's actually a translator, W267BA.
Yes. And then there's a 90 oldies 94.1.
And where are they?
That's another one besides 106.9 out of Milwaukee that I've found, because that's a kind of a dying format.
That's interesting. There's also an oldies 94.1 in Oriental, North Carolina. That's near Greenville, New Bern, Jacksonville, you know, like Eastern Carolina. But
okay. What's the call letters?
What are the call letters? WNBU.
WNBU.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and get that.
Yeah, and I couldn't begin to tell you what their oldies sounded like, but they do that, grooving oldies. And then there's a cool...
Oh, okay.
And then there's a cool 94.1, the Seacoast's big station, cool 94.1, and you can hear that. You know, now, of course, that would be WXBJ 94.1, but that would, you'd have to define it if they're oldies or not. You know, I would tune them in and they'd be playing some from the 80s. I'm like, not oldies as far as I'm concerned. But
Me neither, because to me, the oldies, good time oldies is like when AM radio was real big in the 50s, 60s, and early 70s.
Yeah, well, right. But your problem, like we've talked before, is that if somebody graduated high school, well, actually, if somebody was born in 1970, this year, they're too old for any demo that advertisers want. Too old. So when you realize that, when you hear about people who, like me, you know, the 50s, you know, I'm a fossil. Advertisers don't want me to listen. And so, it's the way it works, you know. I mean, it's business. Let's face it. There's also a pure oldies. I don't know what the frequency is, but in Ithaca. So
I've gotten that station.
Yeah,
in Ithaca, New York.
Right. I think they're a 94.1 also.
Yes, they are. Pure oldies is 94.1, And I'm going to have to, yeah, that Pure Oldies, oh, they are really good, too.
All right. Well, very good.
That is one of the better, it's just like the oldies, you know, old top 40 radio stations, the way that's run.
Okay, and AM 1470. All right, I'll check it out.
Okay, Raleigh.
All right, good to talk to you. Thanks, appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so 888-876-5593. One more bumper stumper, and then I talk. Cindy's going to do an advertising question. I've already picked it out. So there's room for you if you'd like to play Monday Night Trivia. That would be if you call quickly. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
The minute you said no, I knew I didn't stand a chance. All night long I've been watching you, trying to get just one move.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so there you go. Who is that? And actually, that song has something in common with one we played earlier, too. And of course, they all have something in common regarding the theme, and I'm going to reveal that here in moments. Now, I got a lot of callers. I'm going to try to get to them quickly, see about bumper guesses, because then I want to tell you about the theme. And as far as trivia guesses, though, for our question, like I say, in the United States, this happens over 12,000 times an hour, every day. What? It does not have anything to do with humans, and as far as that goes. And as I'm looking at it, some are going to dispute 12,000 times a day, but the lowest figure I can find... An hour. The lowest figure I can find is 3,000 times an hour. It's a lot of times an hour. All right. Barry is a first caller, and he is in a first time caller, and he is in Elmhurst. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I love listening to you at night.
Great to have you.
And,
what do you think?
First time caller. I think it's lightning strikes.
I love it. It's not right, but I love it. Thank you for calling, and do it again.
Cool. Bye.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. So, yeah, lightning strikes. That's a great answer. It's just not right. All right. So, Anita called back with a guess. All right, Anita, now, what do you think?
Okay. I thought about it. So, it's not people, so it's got to be environment. Okay. Earthquakes?
By the way, I don't know that I'd make that generalization.
Okay. How about, does it have anything to do with the Earth?
No, that's too broad. I can't do that.
Oh,
it may not. Well, no, it very well may have nothing to do with the Earth, but I'm not ruling it out.
Oh. Okay, next guess. Airplanes taking off and landing.
Nope.
No, does have to do with the Earth.
Oh, see, that's what you think. Now, when you hear me reveal it, if no one gets it, you might be surprised.
Okay. I'll keep working on that side of it. Okay.
Look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. Yeah. So, no, we're just not ruling out any category that's that big is what it is. All right. So, Cindy in Tinsdale, welcome to WGN Radio.
Great show. My guess is the number of times the traffic lights, you know, how they automatically changed everything is timed.
That's a nice answer. It's not right, but it's a nice answer.
Okay.
All right. So you want
advertising.
I got one for you. It is a slogan. You ready?
I'm ready.
Makes its own gravy.
Oh, I hope I'm right. A dog like Alp. Is it like Gravy Train?
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. It's Gravy Train. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
All right.
Yes, makes its own gravy. Yes, good, or not. All right, so now we put Cindy on hold. We don't lose her. And I tell you, every song I played was by a Florida-based act, R&B act. And most of them were Miami or fewer Tampa. And we played the Steinways, My Heart Isn't In It Anymore. And they were an interesting group. They were originally the Laddins in New York. They moved to Miami. They replaced their lead singer with a girl, Frankie Gehring. And she had started a girl groups before that. And they changed their name to the Steinways. So the Steinways, My Heart's Not In It Anymore, 1966 on Oliver. Bradenton gave us the Del Reys. They recorded in Tampa, and that was Love Came, 1968, on Paris Tower. Lynn Williams was in Miami with Tears in My Eyes, 1969, on Dade. I was a little surprised nobody got King Coleman. He was Tampa-based, but a lot in Miami as well. The Boo Boo Song, 1967, on King. The Prolifics, they were from Miami, and they used to be the Movers. The last song we played was by the Movers. The Prolifics did If Only I Could Fly, 1968, on Drive. Sammy Ambrose, as we determined, did This Diamond Ring, 1964, on Music Corp. It was Helene Smith, Sure Thing, 1967, on Deep City, a Miami girl. She's actually a teacher. The Bell Brothers were from Miami, Tell Him No, 1968, on Sure Shot. And Lewis Clark and the Explorers. Lewis Clark was from Tampa. I Need Your Lovin' So Bad, 1966 on Tiger Town. It was Purple Monday, Stop Hurting Me Baby, 1972 on Cat. Yeah, it was the best thing I played as far as I'm concerned tonight. Now, What Family? That was Betty Wright and her brothers. The Movers, One Little Dance, 1967 on Brent. And the Movers had been the Prolifics, or vice versa. So that's the deal. They were all Florida acts, mostly Miami and some Tampa. And, you know, I could have done it as all Miami or all Tampa. I had to throw out so many records on that. But, yeah, you don't normally think of Florida as an R&B haven. But now you heard 11 records that were decidedly R&B, and they were all recorded in Florida by Florida acts. Okay, so that's the deal. Now, we'll have our straggler. In the United States, this happens over 12,000 times an hour. Debatable. Like I say, some sources say it's as low as 3,000 times an hour. But every hour, every day, what? All right, so that's it. Now, there'll be a replay of this show on Friday night. And so if you want to hear it again for some reason that I can't imagine, tomorrow night is a full show. And Wednesday night, it's a full show. And then we're a half hour late on Thursday night. So until tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Central. That's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It makes the show a pleasure to do. I hope you'll call tomorrow night. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.